From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday that he turned down a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington later this month because he wants to avoid interfering with the ongoing presidential primary elections. The White House said Monday that Israel had proposed the meeting for either March 17th or 18th, and the Obama administration agreeing to meet on one of those days. We were looking forward to hosting the bilateral meeting. That's according to the National Security Council spokesman, Ned Price. He went on to say that they were surprised to learn via media reports that the prime minister, rather than accept our invitation, opted to cancel the visit. The development comes as Vice President Joe Biden is due to arrive late Tuesday in Israel during his multi-nation visit to the Middle East. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country. The move was to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended two previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. China's trade activity declined more than expected last month due to weak demand in the global economy and reduced business activity during the Lunar New Year holidays. The Customs Bureau announced on Tuesday that its exports plunged 25.4% from the same period a year ago to $126.1 billion. Imports fell 13.8%. This is VOA News.